Field Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is time for Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. And you know what? Take a stretch. Take a drink of that Monster Energy. Do something. Wake up a little bit. Unless, of course, or especially, of course, if you stayed up all night to watch the race. The rain delayed started. Take a break and then finish rain delayed race at Echo Park Speedway in Atlanta. That saw Ryan Blaney pretty much a dominant run take the checkered flag there late into the evening. So big win for him. But I'm guessing not many of you were up to watch that. So don't worry. Sit back, relax. We'll get to all of that this hour. We'll tell you how Ryan got the win. We'll tell you who Carson Hocevar upset this time. Plus, my favorite, we'll talk about how good the broadcast team was at stretching for time. As a broadcaster, it's one of my favorite things to watch. So, hey, we've got a lot. We've got points, standings, you name it. Let's do it. Plus, you know what? The fitness recap from the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, courtesy of one Sean Woodfield. We'll have to hear what all the people that eat well did this weekend. So, here we go. Let's do this. Let's have one more episode of Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm excited about today. I watched a lot of NASCAR, and then the rain showed up. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't finish the race. But I know a guy who, actually, this weekend, I don't know if he had time, but I'm guessing he DVR'd and watched it today when he wasn't just lazing about not doing anything. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Good evening and happy to be here. You know, I'm still in recovery mode.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, except my Monday recovery is a little different than your Monday recoveries. Typically, your Monday recoveries is you're trying to rehydrate. Ooh. You're trying to... Yeah.
And that starts Sunday night.
Put, you know, nutrients and minerals back in your system and detox all of your blood. And
very true. That is a normal Monday for me.
Typically, that is what's going on with you. With me, I'm just trying to recover from stress, anxiety, a lack of sleep, just, you know, all out fatigue.
All the things that go that are part of putting on a major production like you did this weekend.
Yeah, 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 for sure. But it was all worthwhile, and I do enjoy it. I do have a passion for the bodybuilding and fitness community, and it's been a part of my life for over 35 years, and this was our sixth year of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U. We had the first 4 years at the Embassy Suites Hotel there at Hamilton Place. Last year, we were at the Chattanooga Convention Center, and this year, we moved it to the brand-new Erlanger Park. We went from 8,800 square feet at the Convention Center to over 18,000 square feet at Erlanger Park, and I tell you what, man, they... I'm sure a lot of our listeners have already been to Erlanger Park to catch some Chattanooga Lookouts baseball, but it's also a great place to hold a big event at the Coca-Cola Pattern Shop. A lot of people still don't even know it's there. But Erlanger Park is more than just a baseball stadium. It's also an event center. And we were proud to be having the Chattanooga Fitness Expo there. Their staff was very accommodating. Anna and... oh, gosh, I forgot the other girl's or other young lady's name. But anyway, just super to work with, and they did us a fantastic job. I can't say enough nice things about everything that we had in the accommodations. Solid Rock Productions did all of our staging, lighting, video, all of that production. A lot goes into it. They have just an army of, and their staff of people. Come in, and I'd basically just turn all the productions over to them as far as that goes, and they do an outstanding job and just flawless. And I mean, I could just go on for a half hour talking about it, Casey, but I'm just going to leave it there.
Man,
it was outstanding.
I'm because I didn't get an invite. I'm going through pictures here.
I did invite you. I invited you to participate as a competitor in the Slim Fit Showdown.
Listen, I don't want to have to exercise to get to go to a show. I'd be like
yeah, but you're already doing that.
Movies.
You're spending money now to go see a personal trainer.
I was 6:15 this morning. Where were you, big boy?
So see,
I was repping it out. Anyway. So, from what I can tell, great turnout. All the setup was well done. It did show a picture of, like, did y'all serve cake? I think that's kind of mean.
Yeah, we had VIP.
To serve cake at a fitness expo.
Hey, we even have bottles of wine on the table in our VIP section.
Well, you know what? I'm going to need one of those next year.
We have 17 VIP tables, and we have all kinds of really cool heavy hors d'oeuvres, shrimp, I mean, meatballs, all kinds of tasty, delicious appetizer type foods, dessert, wine, soft drink, cold beverages. We have two cash bars. We have a business expo. I mean, it's just over the top. It is not at all for anybody that's ever been to a bodybuilding competition. It's very different and unique. Ours is extra special. Nothing about what we do is ordinary. And that's what is, you know, brings us success. And it's really worked out well. We have so many great sponsors: Optimize You, Nougat Dentistry, Steelworks, Nutrition World. I should have not started this because I'm going to leave people out.
I know. You can't do it unless you're looking at the poster.
Yeah, I need to be looking at the program. But
buddies at Optimize You.
Well, if you look, you go through the program, you'll see all of our, we had a 20-page program this year.
Man, that's nice. It's like a magazine.
Full of sponsors. So many great people to thank. And man, it's just over the top. We're already thinking about next year. We can't set a date yet because we're at the mercy of the Chattanooga Lookouts. They're waiting on, or they're not waiting on, I guess. They won't know anything until early September, when Major League Baseball releases the minor league baseball schedule, to see what their calendar looks like. But we hope to be back there on a Saturday in the month of July in 2027. But man, just big event. Got there Friday morning and was there till about 10 o'clock. I had a room at the downtown Marriott, went to the hotel. I was out of the hotel by about 6:30 a.m. Saturday morning and was there at the Erlanger Park until 11 p.m., I guess, by the time we got everything cleaned up and taken down. So yesterday I did get some mowing done, did get some yard work, but I'm still...
You just couldn't go a weekend, could you?
I'm still in recovery mode. Matter of fact, I might even take a day off this week. But if I do, I've got plenty at home. I'm going to be getting stuff done there.
So. Well, congrats. It certainly looks like a very cool event. I was looking at some of the people, some of the comments. Everybody seemed to have had a great time. Some of that Slim Fit Showdown, some of the people that were in that, just remarkable transformations. Kind of reminds me of that show. Well, I mean, they used
to be The Biggest Loser?
Well, Biggest Loser, but then also The Swan or whatever. They go in and do them. You just can't believe it's the same person. A few of those. So, and some young people getting in on the action. Some dude from Hickson's, like a junior in high school and ripped, so good for him, dude.
We had a couple of high school students in our teenage class competing for the first time, the Slim Fit Showdown. We had 12 people in it this year. I mean, it's remarkable, some of the transformations. And I'm not talking people losing 10, 20, 30 pounds. I'm talking people losing 60, 80, 100. We had one guy last year that had lost over 190 pounds. And what, you know, just pleases me is we had one guy last year started out at 374 pounds. He had lost 191 pounds. He was in the Slim Fit Showdown. And this year he competed in one of the bodybuilding classes. Wow. 45 years old.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. So it completely changes their life. Not only changes their life health-wise, because a lot of times these are people, when their weight gets up like that, they become unhealthy. They have you know, they're type 1, type 2 diabetes. They have high blood pressure. They could be developing cardiovascular disease. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And most of the time they are dealing with various medications they're having to take because they're unhealthy. And they drop all that weight. They get healthy. They start exercising, taking care of themselves. And many times they're able to eliminate all that stuff and live a long, healthier life. Plus, they get up every day feeling good about themselves. They have a self-esteem that is over the top. And many times their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their spouse is more attracted to them. And they feel more attractive.
Man, so, you're walking, you know, walking a fine line there.
You know, there's a lot of good that comes from it.
Sean Whitfield says, all you people ought to lose weight so your significant others would love you more. Because he sees love on the outside. Well, not over, just, not on this side of the table,
you just think,
gentlemen.
You just think about some of your guy buddies. That
No, I don't want to.
They get out of high school, get out of college. They were athletes. They were fit. They start, you know, living the husband and father life. They get in their 40s. They got the beer belly going on. They're out of shape. They're, you know, not healthy.
I feel personally attacked right now.
And their wives go, you know what? And you can relate to this.
Yeah. You go to the pool and you got man boobs.
You got man boobs and you got the dad bod going on. And suddenly, you know, they're not going to, you know, they're still happy and they're not going to leave you. But, you know, they're just not feeling it towards you as much as they used to. And you have to start begging for it. You can relate to that, can't you?
Not that. Goodness, man.
Oh, I bet you can. Especially when Mrs. Orr told you not long ago that you had man boobs.
You know, I was over a year ago.
And you've changed that, haven't
and,
you?
And I've changed. Now, here's the thing. I don't know when this more physical attraction kicks in, but it's certainly... It's after whatever I'm doing because it hadn't happened yet. So obviously it's a little further down the road, and I'll continue to work towards that.
Well, you know, there still is hope.
Listen, that's all there's I'm asking hope. For. That is all anyone needs. It's just hope. Just give me some hope.
But, you know, you've been doing well. I've been impressed. You've gotten with a personal trainer, and you're getting it done.
Man, it's... having to pay attention to what you eat and be mindful about stuff like that, it's very difficult.
Not only is it having a big impact on your physical condition and health, don't you feel like it's also helping you mentally?
I'm really wanting the mental. That's kind of what spurned a lot of this is I really don't care about my dad bod because here's the thing about, you know, being married, especially us Catholics, you're with me forever. You're not allowed to leave.
Is that the way it is?
Just deal. But man, there is
better or worse.
I've always been a pretty sharp guy, or at least I like to think so, at least in my mind, which is really all I guess it matters. But over about the last, you know, 6 months, it's probably been a slow, but the last 6 months have just been like, you know, find myself doing things. I'm like, what am I doing? And just mentally, it's all mental, emotionally, just like, God, it's just not, you know. So I'm just trying to get back.
And you are what, 47?
47. Just trying to get back a little bit. That's all.
So is it working so far?
Trying to be like Ryan Blaney. Yeah, I think. I mean, I guess I have more energy. So that being said, I'm about to go grab a Monster Energy because this is the one I'm down to one energy drink a week, and it's on this show.
Well, you seem to be, you know, feeling good about what you're doing.
I like it. I actually enjoy it. I've always enjoyed working out, and I think most people would enjoy working out. It's just getting there. Yeah. it's making yourself go, and once you start going, you're good.
Yeah. Enough about what I've been up
anyway,
to.
Good job this weekend. Awesome. My weekend, super compared to yours, super chill.
You didn't do anything fun?
Went to Mass, did not see you guys, but I knew you were probably down there.
No, I was recovering.
Down there looking, you know, doing the healthy stuff. And, not a whole lot got done at the Orr House. So it was kind of nice.
And it was rain yesterday.
A lot of rain, yeah.
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 So, all right. Well, there was racing in Atlanta, Georgia.
Blaney, big win.
And I did not watch it live because I could not stay awake. I did wake up about 5 after 2. And the TV was still on, and Marty Smith was going into the pre-race or the post-race yeah. show, and I did a double take thinking, wait a minute, is my DVR playing the post-race show back?
Are they just playing it again to fill some space?
And so I woke myself up even more to look, and heck, they were live. I couldn't believe it that they were just – the race had just ended. But anyway, we're going to break down the weekend at Atlanta at Eco Park Speedway, and we got a lot to cover in this hour. I want to thank all of you out there for joining us as we are broadcasting live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your Monday. We got a lot of NASCAR straight ahead right after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Follows me, constantly calling me.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the news in the world of NASCAR you need to know. Of course, our first break got you caught up on everything you need to know about what happened this weekend at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, produced by one Mr. Sean Whitfield of Whitfield Media Group. So big success, and as far as we know, it's going to be back next year, so start getting healthy right now, and maybe you can be a part of that. Or, you know what, just stay on the couch. Keep watching NASCAR. Keep listening to us, getting you up to speed on what you need to know. Getting ready to talk about Atlanta. No longer Atlanta Motor Speedway. It's Echo Park Speedway. But it is in Hampton, Georgia, just right past Atlanta. And it saw a rain-delayed race that had our race winner, Ryan Blaney, winning the checkered flag. I guess he won it Monday, Sean. Would that be the right way to say it?
That is correct.
It was not a Sunday championship. That was a Monday trophy.
And that surprises me a little bit that NASCAR held out as long as they did. There was a rain interruption for 3 hours and 9 minutes, which resulted in the race not being over until 1:45 a.m. on Monday. I haven't had a chance to be that connected to the NASCAR media world today to know the answer to this, but I'm a little bit curious as to why they didn't reschedule the race till like 11 a.m. or something like that today, or maybe there was rain in the forecast today for Hampton, Georgia.
Yeah, I think the rain has been so all over the place, and just looked like today it rained off and on all day. Our crews were called off. We didn't put a lot of fence in the ground because the radar says one thing, but the next thing happens. So it to me, NASCAR was like, we've already started. We're close enough that if rain does pop up, if we can get this thing started again, we can call it with over half of the laps done.
Yeah.
But we've got to get to that point. And we're so far in, I think they kept thinking they were getting ready to restart, and it just kept getting pushed back. And, eventually you're kind of pot committed, and it might as well just get it done.
Well, then another question I have and a little puzzling about is NASCAR clearly saw the radar and saw that there was rain in the forecast and was going to happen. Why didn't they move the race up an hour or two?
Yeah, that I think that is the real question, and that may have had more to do with TV than anything else.
It could have.
Which is surprising because there was really nothing else on yesterday. It was a lackluster day. There were two golf tournaments, men's and women's, but they were both overseas and done really early. So there was
and they some, were on TNT.
No, they were on some other channels. But I'm just saying there was some WNBA firing around. But there was not a whole lot of scheduling conflicts, I can imagine.
Yeah, of course. Talking about Ryan Blaney getting the win, Blaney was good in the laps before the rain on lap 109, and afterwards he. Was even good after he sort of hit the wall and after getting into a pinch into late in the race with Bubba Wallace. He certainly dominated the race yesterday. He led 171 of 263 laps. He proved that there was success of another manufacturer other than Toyota. However, Toyota was all over behind him in running in the back of him. But it was a good race. I was watching the highlights this afternoon, and I hate that, that's the way many of us had to watch it, because I would say the viewership at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:45 a.m. when the race was on, was probably pretty low.
I watched a lot of this race, Sean, and found myself kind of almost reintroduced to Atlanta Motor Speedway. I was enjoying it. Brought back some memories. You saw that with this current setup, how, some of the passing was working out. There was tons of action at all times. You guys could use the entire racetrack. I thought Junior and Steve Letarte did an awesome job describing what was going on the racetrack and watching how turn 3 and turn 4 were way more treacherous. And it sure enough, they would show a car, and the minute he got into 3 or 4, somebody would get loose, and it would. So I was really getting into it. Then of course it rained. So I feel like you're right. It was a good race with a potential to be a great race, but instead this is probably the least viewed race of the year, at least towards the end. Ryan Blaney, with his post race interview, Sean, looking up at the crowd, there's not a lot of people there. I bet you could freely move about as you wished.
Yeah, and I'd say most people didn't have plans to take off today. They planned to go on to work and couldn't stay. Nevertheless,
if I was an employee,
got it under green flag
back
conditions.
In the day, if I was an employee at Whitfield Oil Company and I called you and said, boss, the race is going to 1:45, would you give me the next day off? Or you'd be like, well, better start driving. Chickamauga's 2 hours away.
I would probably say you need to come on to Chickamauga.
See, that's what a lot of people were probably.
It all depended on what their job description was in the company and how vital it was that they were there on Monday morning. And or somebody could fill in for whatever their job duties were. And when you're a small business, a small company of, 30 or so employees, one person's out, oftentimes it affects.
Yeah, mess everything up.
Affects everybody. That's why it can make it challenging for a small company when somebody's on vacation, because most of the time you don't have extra staff that's able to fill in. But it just all depends on what type of company you are. However, it was a good race. Ryan Blaney was dominant throughout the race. He also was on the pole. So right out of the truck onto the track for qualifying was at the top of the field.
Have you seen his mustache lately? It is, I mean,
it's gotten pretty bushy, hadn't it?
It, you know, it's like a very, it's a big bushy caterpillar sitting there. Like that is a, I'm surprised that that doesn't affect the wind resistance of the car. It's gotten so big.
Slow it down. Hey, one of the big stories too that came out of the race, and we're not going to talk about him in the top 10 because he didn't make it into the top 10. And I'm about to tell you why, and that is Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace crossed the finish line in second, but was ruled to have advanced his position by going below the double line that separates the apron from the racing surface. The 2311 racing driver was dropped to the last car on the lead lap, costing him 27 points as he placed 29th. Bubba Wallace contended that while he went below the yellow line, he remained in third long enough before getting second at the finish line. NASCAR determined the move allowed him to improve his position from third to second.
And this has been, they wanted it reviewed, and NASCAR said this isn't reviewable because there's really nothing to review. The penalty is a penalty, and it will be assessed.
That is a blow.
Which is pretty crazy. That is a huge points blow.
Finished 29th.
Bubba's probably going to make the playoffs anyway, but yes, that is a... That'll kind of ruin your 1:30 a.m.
Yeah,
race time.
Yeah, you're a contender. You got a shot at the win. You got a shot at being a top five finisher, and then you find yourself finishing in 29th. Another thing we need to point out here before we get into the results: Carson Hocevar. Carson had a shot to win this race. He started 14th. Carson Hocevar was leading going into the final lap, and he finished third. However, he doesn't view Atlanta as a race that slipped away, and here's why. He didn't have any friends on the final lap, imagine that, and knows he likely wouldn't because of the way he has raced and frustrated other drivers. Also, there were no Chevrolets in the lead pack. Carson Hocevar says, "I look in my mirror, and man, it's all Toyotas. I don't know where the Chevys were, but it was just me, and I was all alone."
Yeah, didn't. He was a man without a country, for sure, up there at the front. You know, and we'll get to this in a little bit, but during the rain delay, they interviewed Carson Hocevar and then had a roundtable discussion, essentially, about the way his season's gone, his attitude on the racetrack, his prospects for the future. And I thought it shed some interesting light. So it was fun hearing from the guys that have actually done this kind of stuff before on what they thought of Carson Hocevar.
You know, there's a little small part of me that would like to say, Carson, you need to really evaluate what you're doing, because just like last night, it doesn't go very well for you when you've got no friends on the racetrack. But then there's that big part of myself that says, don't change. We need this guy like you. We need somebody that's going to bring some extra controversy, that is kind of known as the bad boy, the guy that nobody really wants to race with or has a lot of respect for. That just, as we've talked about many, many times on this show throughout the years, that just adds to the excitement and drama of the sport of NASCAR. And we don't have as much of that as we used to. Tony Stewart usually always brought drama. The late, great Kyle Busch used to always bring drama. Kurt Busch would bring his share. Kevin Harvick would bring his share.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. I mean, he was, he was, I won't say drama, but confrontation. He was not scared of it.
You think through the years, the guys that were the guys that would always bring the drama and entertainment to the track, and the ones that, you know, NASCAR fans would get frustrated with, they'd shoot a bird at and, you know, yell at or boo. Man, that's what would make our sport.
So the universal opinion on Carson Hocevar was that he is charismatic, he's magnetic, the cameras love him. The attitude that he brings, like all of that is a good thing.
And he's got the look.
and got the look. However, young? I thought Jeff Burton actually said it best. He said, I look at this as if, you know, what would I tell my son if he were in this position? And I would probably grab him around the arm and say, now, son, if this is the way you're going to do things, just know what you're up against. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to stop making enemies. And it's things simply like tonight. Like, you can be a rebel, but it's your job to win races. And so if you're out there...
And represent your sponsors professionally.
When you're out there and your attitude's hurting the chance that you win races, that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
That is
well said.
But it was also just, I'm okay if you do it. Just know what's going to come of it. And I thought that was some good insight. And that's, you know, Jamie McMurray is like, I was always a people pleaser. I would never rattle any cages. He said, he's not. And he's taken his way. And a lot of us had a different way. And I love it. But yes, what you are doing is making your job harder.
Yeah.
You got to race your way, but you're making your ultimate job harder.
Just think, 2 years ago, Ross Chastain, he was that driver.
Yeah.
And it was driving a lot of drivers nuts, and he was even driving team owners nuts. Even I remember Rick Hendricks spoke out about it. And look at how he sort of matured and changed his ways. Now we don't hear much about Ross Chastain as far as a driver that other drivers don't respect.
Does the lack of that attitude, is that hurting his performance? Because it's certainly not there this year.
And maybe, you know, the bad publicity is also brings some popularity. It gets you noticed. It gets you being talked about by the media. So there's good and bad that can come from both sides of that. It just depends on if you can handle it. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Quaker State 400. And Ryan Blaney, as we've been talking about, got the win, started on the pole, came in first. Christopher Bell came in second. I think this is his fifth second place finish.
Man, he's right there a lot.
Five races have slipped right through his steering wheel, so to speak, in the 2026 season. Carson Hocevar came in third. Ty Gibbs in fourth. Eric Jones in fifth. Sixth was Shane Van Gisbergen. Great run for him. And this was not a road course, by the way. Seventh was Austin Dillon. A little bit of a surprise there. Tyler Reddick in eighth. Ninth, Joey Logano. And tenth, Chris Buescher.
See, you know, it might have been past Joey Logano's bedtime. So he's one of those old guys like us. So maybe it's affected his performance. Ross Chastain, just mentioned him, finished 11th. Denny Hamlin, 12th. Chase Elliott, 13th. Other drivers of note, William Byron, 16th. Daniel Suarez, 21st. Alex Bowman, 22nd. Josh Berry, 25th. Brad Keselowski, man. Bad second half of the season continues, finished in 26th. Bubba Wallace, like you said, Sean, after that penalty, 29th. Kyle Larson, 34th. Bad run for him.
There were seven caution flags for 49 laps and 30 lead changes among 10 drivers. All right, when we come back after the break, we're going to get into the driver standings. And much to my surprise, it went from a one-man race, Tyler Reddick, to a two-man race, Tyler Reddick and Denny Hamlin. And now it's a three-man race. Ryan Blaney is only 65 points behind leader Denny Hamlin.
That's still like an entire race and then some. But yes, at least somebody else is making a move.
But it is now a little different story, even though we have seen so far this year it's been totally dominated by Toyota. We got a Ford slipping in there a little bit, but I still think Toyota is going to come out dominant in the end when we get to the end of 26 races before we go into the NASCAR chase. We got a lot more NASCAR to talk about. We want to thank you again so much for joining us. If you're just tuning in, we're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we continue to talk NASCAR. 25 years of it, and we couldn't have done it without you. More straight ahead for Casey Orr. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. The highs and lows of living together.
getting second chances. I wish I knew what it was like to care about what's right or wrong. I wish someone could...
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all things NASCAR. Today talking about the Echo Park Speedway race. Finished at 1:30 this morning. Ryan Blaney was your winner. Big win for him. Third of the season, I believe. We'll get to standings here in a little bit. But coming up this weekend, little trip down memory lane, heading to North Wilkesboro Speedway. Looks like it's going to be a sellout there, Sean. So going to North Wilkesboro and then Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So two legendary tracks for two completely different reasons. The Wind of World 450 coming up from North Wilkesboro Speedway. And that is going to be on TNT as well. And Sean, we are almost through the summer series, or the, what is it, the, not summer series, that was a couple years ago, the in-season challenge.
Yes, this was race number 20 we just finished this morning.
So the in-season challenge after round three, let's see, where is my bracket?
While you're looking for that, I want to make this.
This is big time. People got to know. Oh, here it is. Are you ready? So this weekend, David Gilliland. What? Against Chase Elliott. David Gilliland has managed to beat whoever he's been up against. He outraced Daniel Suarez first race, then Carson Hocevar, then Alex Bowman this last race. So he's got to finish ahead of Chase Elliott, which that's a tall order, but I would definitely call him the dark horse. Then you've got Christopher Bell and Ryan Blaney on the other side. So whoever outraces each other this weekend, the in-season challenge will face each other to see who can outrun one another at Indianapolis.
You were sharing with us, we're headed to North Wilkesboro. When I hear you say that, I think about NASCAR history. I think about the past years when NASCAR used to go to North Wilkesboro, and then it fell off the schedule for quite a while, and nothing was going on with the track. And one thing that I've noticed through the years, and I was a part of NASCAR in a small way, as I've shared many times on this show, for about 9 years, and then just been a fan. So I'd say all my years combined plus doing this show is probably close to 40 years or just over. And one thing I've noticed in multiple decades is NASCAR fans struggle with change. They are oftentimes fans that don't adapt well to change and like things to remain the way they used to be, especially people that live here in the South. And that has been something that has been a challenge for NASCAR fans to some extent over the last 5 years, because we've seen NASCAR not willing to take the risk of change. We were seeing going to Mexico City. We were at the Los Angeles Coliseum, the street racing at Chicago. I mean, the list goes on and on of the changes that we've seen, and NASCAR has been willing to adapt to change, and they've been willing to see how they can make the sport better. And I think that's great, and I think that's what we need to do. And I think probably by now we have convinced the NASCAR nation that change is good. But it's also nice to bring back those races like North Wilkesboro and Rockingham, and to have more than one race date at Darlington, because we can never forget the roots of NASCAR and where it came from. So it's always a balancing act, trying to figure out and determine, okay, where change is needed, where can we do without some of these tracks? But yet I think NASCAR, I applaud them. I think they've managed things well, and they've, for the most part, I'd say majority of the time, always make the right decisions.
Yeah, I think it's the same way. It's a balancing act, in that change is not necessarily bad. It's just change. Sometimes you don't want change just for the sake of change. Some people feel like, hey, it's always worked, but we need to change it. Well, no, if it's always worked. But I think NASCAR is finally coming to the realization that just because you put a race somewhere doesn't necessarily mean people are going to show up to it. And I think that all comes back to the great expansion of the, you know, mid to late 2000s, when it was like, whoa, let's just, it doesn't matter where we go, people love NASCAR. Well, it worked for a while, but I do love this embracing of new places to race, some of the old, some of the new. I think we get better racing out of it, and I think we get a better TV product.
Well, and for years and decades, it was a given when you looked at the NASCAR business model, and that was, we go to these tracks and we do it twice a year. We got to be there two times
period.
A year.
Point, period, end of sentence.
Yeah. And when NASCAR was willing to tell some of these tracks and make that decision, no, you're only going to get one race date. And you need to feel thankful for that, because we could take both race dates and move them somewhere else. On the flip side, I see, as a track owner, you've got this major multi-million dollar investment of this racetrack, and it's hard to be profitable and be successful and make the investments you need as a track operator if you've only got one race date. So I can definitely see both sides, especially if I was a track owner or a track manager trying to grow my track, secure sponsorship, and make the investment that I need to make as far as infrastructure. But I applaud NASCAR again. They've been willing to make those tough decisions and grow the sport the way they have. They've also proven to the NASCAR nation and to everybody across this country, there's really not anywhere we can't go race, because they have the ability to bring in the infrastructure to put it in the city like Chicago, the Coliseum, Mexico City, what we just saw at San Diego. So they have proven we can go about anywhere. So the opportunities are wide open. So we could see NASCAR races in places that we would never imagine.
Yes. And just because something works doesn't mean we have to do it all the time. Bristol. Mm-hmm. I think the Bristol Road Course race was super cool. But then we just kept going back to the well.
Wait, you mean the Charlotte?
I mean the Bristol dirt track. I'm sorry. Oh, they dirt, turned Bristol yeah. into a dirt track.
I was never a fan.
It was
of that.
Super cool one time.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, that was cool watching these guys do what they used to do. And you could tell there was an excitement from the drivers. Mm-hmm. But then after a while, it was like, why are we doing this again?
Well, and these cars are not made for dirt.
Exactly. Which is, it's a fun one-off. Yeah. That shouldn't be part of the schedule.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'm glad that it was tried and we got to see what it would be like. But, yeah, I'm glad NASCAR decided, no, it's not the way to go because we have a product that is not made for dirt. All right, let's move right along into the driver's standings in the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Atlanta. That ended on Monday morning. Denny Hamlin is still in the lead, 24 points ahead of second-place driver Tyler Reddick. Third is Ryan Blaney. Fourth, Ty Gibbs. Ty Gibbs is 126 points behind the leader. Chase Elliott's in fifth. He's 181 points behind the leader. We've got three Toyotas in the top five, one Chevrolet and one Ford.
All right, Kyle Larson, 6th, Chris Buescher, 7th, Carson Hocevar, 8th, Christopher Bell, 9th, Chase Briscoe in the 10th spot, followed by Daniel Suarez, William Byron, Bubba Wallace, even after his poor run, hangs on to 13th spot, Austin Cindric, 14th, SVG inside the top 15, and eking out the top 16 right now, Eric Jones, narrowly edging out Joey Logano, Ryan Preece, Brad Keselowski, Ross Chastain. And Alex Bowman all the way down to 29th and Austin Dillon. So, listen, real quick, because you always give me a hard time saying playoffs, they literally have it called to the Chase cut line. So, the top 16 make the Chase, because I guess that's what we're calling the playoffs again.
Yeah.
Joey Logano, Sean, 8 points away from making it into the top 16. But right now, Joey Logano. Outside looking in, only 2 top fives this year.
Yeah,
we've been so worried about how bad Brad Keselowski's been, we forgot how bad Joey Logano's
been. It would
been.
Be nice to see Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski be the top contending drivers that they have been before.
3 Fords in the top 16. That's it.
Yeah,
man.
Well, Ford does have a new body that is on the way, from what I understand. I don't know a lot about it, but I'm sure it can't get here fast enough. Because certainly Toyota has proven they're king of the hill right now. All right, time for us to take a break. We come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR as we continue talking NASCAR. 25 years we've been doing it on radio, and we're happy to be here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. More straight ahead after the break. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Now I'm getting sober, trying but I can't get closer. Maybe did you let me go? Maybe did you let me go?
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program, Racing Talk Radio, here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6. Today, talking the race at Echo Park Speedway. Big win for Chase Elliott. He did not win. Ryan Blaney, big win for him, and brings him to third in the standings behind only Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick. And now our attention turns towards Norks Wilkesboro Speedway for the North Wilkesboro.
Yeah, I was going to say North.
It could be Nort.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
That's Oklahoma
language. We're not from there. We don't know. They could call it whatever they want. North Wilkesboro Speedway for the Window World 450. Hey, real quick, let me ask you this. Ryan Blaney sits third in the standings. We've talked about that. He's got two wins. He had a dominant run at Atlanta. He was 1 point away from the coveted perfect race, where you get 65 points because not only did you lead the most laps, you had the fastest lap, you won the stage. I mean, when you do it all, you can end up with 65 points. He had 64 points because one other guy had a slightly one-time faster lap. Dominant performance by Ryan Blaney. But as we've talked, Ryan Blaney's teammates currently sit at 14th and 17th in the standings. He's in a Ford. There's only three Fords in the top 16. You could make the case, Sean, that Ryan Blaney's having as good, if not better, year than Denny Hamlin or Tyler Reddick. Yeah, he doesn't have the wins, but he's not. I mean, obviously, he's not in the same class of equipment right now, and yet he still brings it each and every week and is still somewhat in the realm of those guys who are driving away from everybody else.
Hadn't looked at it from that perspective.
Would you not think he is getting a lot out of the number 12 and a lot out of the blue oval that a lot of people aren't?
With what he's got to work with, but boy, you just can't undervalue what Denny Hamlin has accomplished this year. And, well, Tyler Reddick for that sake, but Denny Hamlin, I think his chances are even stronger this year to get a championship than they were last year, and he almost secured that. And boy, wouldn't it be cool to see him get a championship before his career ends?
Man, I would love it. You know, I swear, though, the minute he hoists that championship, I think we're done seeing Denny Hamlin.
Well, I wouldn't blame him.
Which I'm cool with, but it's almost like he's got to stay until he gets it.
All right, let's get into news in the world of NASCAR. I came across a news story from the Sports Business Journal that I found kind of interesting. It's titled Prime Video, TNT Wish They Had Bought More NASCAR Races. It goes like this. Prime Video would like to broadcast more NASCAR races, but that's unlikely anytime soon with a racing circuit's current split set through 2031. And this is according to NASCAR CEO Steve O'Donnell. We've got contractual obligations, obviously, but what I can say, I don't think I'm giving away any trade secrets, is if you talk to Prime, they wish they would have bought more races. This is according to Steve O'Donnell. When asked if there might be any talks before 2031 about Prime getting more races, he says, if you talk to Turner, they wish they would have bought more. That's a good thing. That's great for us. I've talked to Eric Shanks at Fox. I've talked to folks at Amazon. I've talked with Turner. And all of them are really happy with what's going on in the sport right now and feel the momentum of the sport is going strong. Our job now is to really show that growth. So if the networks are wishing they had bought more, that means the stock value would be up and life is going well.
Well, and I want to say North Wilkesboro is going to be the eighth sellout of the NASCAR season, which I think when you look at the size of a lot of these NASCAR stadiums, that's a really good thing. I think a lot of times we get lost in TV ratings, especially when you talk about football, but it's kind of its own. I mean, that's its own animal. And you're talking about some of these World Cup matches that we've seen that we're getting Super Bowl type ratings, but NASCAR, all these steps that it's taken are slowly but consistently growing its numbers and its viewership, and that is where the money's made.
Yeah. You're a big sports guy. You pay attention a lot to ESPN, don't you?
I pay attention to sports. I don't watch as much SportsCenter as I used to, but you got me some trivia. What do you got?
Well, Tyler Reddick has been nominated for Best Driver Award at the next week's ESPYs.
Oh, the ESPY Awards, yeah.
Do you follow the ESPYs?
Yeah, but that was that started about 20 years ago. It kind of started as something for ESPN to have a show about, but it's become kind of the Academy Awards for sports.
Yeah. His momentum is carried over to wins at Darlington and Kansas as Reddick's matched Dale Earnhardt's 1987 feat of winning five of the first nine races of the season. I'm not sure what other drivers he's up against. I would assume it's an IndyCar and maybe Formula One, but he is representing NASCAR and nominated for the Best Driver Award. ESPN really, I don't think, gives enough credit or gives much credit to motorsports as they do all the other sports that they cover. But, they're at least included in the conversation.
Yeah. Good for Tyler Reddick. Maybe that'll bring some eyes. But ever since they lost the contract with the sport, they don't talk much about it at all. Yeah.
You know, a new sponsor that's showing some momentum and continuing to expand in NASCAR is Dollar Tree. You ever go to a Dollar Tree?
Man, every now and again, when I need to feel good about myself.
Dollar Tree has just announced that they are going to continue their entitlement sponsor for Echo Parts Speedway for the summer of 2027 in the NASCAR Cup Series. So they're going to be back at Atlanta Motor Speedway, so business is going well.
I like going in Dollar Tree because you get to puff your chest out and go, I can buy anything in here.
I hadn't thought of it that way. Well, that's a good place.
Or is it Dollar Tree or Dollar? One of them where everything used to be a dollar. I can get anything in
Well,
here.
It's a good place if you got kids. You say, well, I'll take you shopping.
Yeah, let's go get you a toy.
We'll get you something at Dollar Tree. And then they grow up and they want to go to Belk's and Dillard's and those high-dollar stores.
So we have now hit the point in my household where my daughter can wear my wife's shoes, like the same size.
Yeah.
And so the new excuse is when they want to get, when Krista wants to get some cool new sandals or something, she's like, well, they're for both of us. You know, oh, they're for both of us. I'm like, Oh, okay.
She doesn't mind sharing shoes with your daughter?
No, no. I mean, anything that'll allow her to get more shoes and that, you know, make her daughter look cute, she's all about.
Gotcha. So. We are out of time. As you shared earlier in the program, we're headed to North Wilkesboro this weekend. That's going to be coming up Sunday, 7 p.m. on TNT. Our PRN is going to be carrying the race on radio. Practice and qualifying is going to be going on Saturday, and that will also be shown on True TV. Who's your favorite?
You know what? Let's go with a throwback driver. Let's go Joey Logano, since we're going to throwback speedway.
I'm going to go with a Toyota driver. I'm going to go with Ty Gibbs.
He's, you know what, pick. Can I just bet the field against Ford? Because I feel like that might be the best pick.
It's not a bad way to go. Whichever it is, if you don't get a chance to catch the race, or whether you do, join us back here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, next Monday, 6 p.m. We'll get you up to date with everything you need to know on and off the track in the world of NASCAR. I want to thank you again so much for joining us and making us a part of your day. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.